I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Even before the Paris attacks, Europe had been doing a lot of soul-searching over its famously open borders. The big question is how to handle the unprecedented volume of migrants coming to Europe. Germany has been relatively welcoming, but Hungary has taken a different approach. It's fenced off its borders with Serbia and Croatia. Not just that, Hungary has also been putting migrants on trial who cross its border without authorization. Daniela Czeslo went to one of these trials earlier this week.
The trial was for a Syrian man, and there was another trial that had just happened for his daughter. They had crossed into Hungary from Serbia back in September, just a few days after Hungary put a new fence up on the border and declared crossing it a crime.
So what happens to them next?
The strange thing about the trial was that the father and his daughter had actually left Hungary, but as though the state wanted to bolt the door shut after them, they upheld the expulsion order and basically expelled them in absentia. So if this father and daughter come back to Hungary anytime or attempt to, they'll have an expulsion order on their record, and it also is visible across Europe that they've been expelled from Hungary.
How many trials like this has Hungary held?
688 trials like this. So they are making a concerted effort to show that they're serious about their border security and about the sovereignty of their country and their ability to choose who comes in and doesn't into the country.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. When did these trials start? This year with the really big volume of immigrants and migrants coming over?
Yeah, they've been going on since mid-September down in Szeged, which is right on the new border fence with Serbia.
So why is Hungary going through this process of trying hundreds of migrants?
I had a conversation with the government spokesman Zoltán Kovács here in Budapest, and he told me that he feels that Hungary is the guardian not only of its own borders, but also Europe's borders. So here's what he told me.
Europe is providing free ride, is basically transporting these people without any check-in, without any control, without being able to establish who they are, what they want, where they come from, to the heart of Europe. We definitely believe that this is a very, very dangerous precedent, which should be stopped.
Isn't Hungary kind of bound by the Schengen Agreement and the open border policy of the rest of Europe?
They are, but Hungary also feels that Europe is being too lenient with its own borders. And so they feel that Europe is giving a very liberal interpretation of refugee rights. And they say a refugee is somebody who leaves Syria, for example, and goes to Turkey. So the fact that these people are continuing from Turkey on through Europe, Hungary says that's not a refugee anymore, that's a migrant.
Yeah, that leads to disparate immigration policies. Are any European lawmakers telling Hungary, you're really part of this other system and you can't treat people entering your country like they're criminals?
There's definitely been a lot of debate over how Hungary and how Europe in general deals with its migrants. And so Europe has suggested that Hungary accept 2,000 migrants. Hungary has a population of 10 million. And the government says even 2,000 is too many.
Daniela, have you spoken with Hungarians? And what do they think about their government's policy? Do they support the trials? Do they support this policy?
You know, it seems like people here are torn. On the one hand, they say when the migrants were actually here, they wanted to help them. And there was a big outpouring of people going to the central train station in Budapest and in Szeged. There were tents up for 4 months, and the city gave free Wi-Fi and porter potties. But when it comes to the long-term plans for these foreigners, Hungarians overwhelmingly don't want them to settle in Hungary. It's a mostly homogenous society. There's maybe 2% of the population has foreign passports, and many of those people are even ethnic Hungarian. So Hungary really does not want to be part of this great acceptance of foreigners into their midst.
How has the tone and attitude of Hungarians changed since the attacks in Paris? Did that make any difference?
The Paris attacks, I think, for Hungarians reaffirmed what they already believed was true, which is that to open Europe's borders and let in thousands and hundreds of thousands and even a million foreigners is a dangerous prospect. And even back in January, after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, the Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, made direct links between migration and terrorism. So this is nothing new. And I think for a lot of Hungarians, and definitely for the government, the Paris attacks are a moment of, I told you so. We were right before, and we're still correct. And Hungary is now also assisting neighboring countries like Serbia and Slovenia to build their own fences and create their own fortified borders.
Daniela Czeslo, speaking with me from Budapest. Thanks very much, Daniela.
Thank you so much, Marco.